Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. And we are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simen Tuf Nun Aleph. And we're in the middle of Sif Hei. We had finished yesterday the Mechaber, but we didn't do all of the Mishnah Berurah. So we'll quickly chazer over the end Mechaber over here where he says, Ukli shebishtam shembo be'eruy shema'aru mikli rishon, a kli that's normally used by having hot water from a kli rishon poured into it, and that now will have chametz inside this kli sheni, lo sagi le'behachshed the kli sheni. You can't put it into a kli sheni to gashu it. As we pointed out yesterday, we have this very famous principle of kibolo kachpolto. The way it comes in is the way it can go out. So if it went in with an eruy of a kli rishon, it can't come out just by being placed into a kli sheni. Ella the mechaber says tzarech la'aros lo mikli rishon. To pour from the kli rishon onto it in order to kasher it. Now we're up to the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem Aleph, where he says v'tzarich lizar when you do so shlo yafsi kakiluach. When you're pouring from the kli rishon onto the kli sheni, it has to be a continuous flow and stream. You can't have interruptions in between. Furthermore, v'da the eruy this pouring lo mahane elabezeth shashmisho gam kein hoya aide eruy. This only works if its usage was. The chametz going in, the iser item going in, was also via pouring onto it. Avo kli shetashmisho hayu ayidei kli rishon. But if its usage was by a kli rishon, so then lo sagi lachshiru be'eruy. Then you can't go and pour from a kli rishon onto it to kasher it. El b'kli rishon mamish. You have to put it into a kli rishon, into a pot with water, and then go and do hagala on it in that fashion. That's the only way to go and make it kosher. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says hagah. Any vessel that has on it cracks or holes or rust, in other words, v'hu b'solcha kli, it's in the kli itself. V'lo yuchol l'nakron u'l'nakosan, you won't be able to go and clean it out well and get rid of any pieces of chometz of mamashus that are over there. So the halach is, the Ramah says, ein l'hagilun, you can't do hagolun. What must you do? Tzrich libun. He brings down from the Rashba and the Tshuvas of the Rashba that you have to go and do some sort of a libun on those cracks or on the rust that will remove any mamoshes over there, any chametz blios as well. And in that area, the only way to kasher it is using libun. The Mishnah Berurah explains sifkotin membeis. Sheyesh behem stokim, if it has these cracks in it, mishum chashash chometz be'en. As I pointed out, we have a concern over here that there are actual pieces, mamashus of chometz over here, dein moel lo hagola. Hagola won't work in that situation, as we've already explained, the chanal, b'siv gimel, ayin sham, as we explained in the previous shiur. Siv kotin mem gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, debim b'achutz lakli, ein tzorich lahachzik sheyeshom chometz be'en b'agumos. From the outside, you don't have to be concerned over here. There's no way the chametz is in these holes on the outside of the kli. The only way the chametz could be would be on holes on the inside of the kli. So that's why it said you don't have to worry about that. Mechutz lekli, ein tzarech lahachzi. You don't have to be concerned. Sheyesh shom chametz be'en b'hagumos, that there's real chametz in those holes. Then he adds, v'im shoavim b'kli miyore gedola, if you're pouring from a large kli, v'derech lizdabe gam mibachutz chometz. And in that situation, maybe some chometz is on the outside of the kli, then yes, oz yesh kepey daf mibachutz. Then, in that situation, where there could be potentially chometz on the outside of the kli in those holes, the chometz ben ain me hagola polta, because if there is real chometz over there, then the hagola of the whole kli will not be able to be cleaned with hagola, won't be kasher with hagola, you need to go and you do libun on these kli. Cracks. Sivkot mem dalet, lo yuchal lanakron, you can't properly clean out these holes over here. So the Mishnah Berurah adds, v'hu adin, the same halach applies to the kisui kelim, to the covers, the lids over here of these pots, hamuchubor ayidei tzirim, and it's connected, the pot is connected to the lid over here via hinges. Tzirim are like hinges. She'i evshel lanakos, and there's small little cracks and crevices over here that you can't possibly clean out with hagola. Or alternatively, o ka'aros, if you have a plate over here, imoznayim ka'ein serum, that has some sort of a handle on it, that's like an ear-shaped handle, a semicircular handle, that also has hinges on it, so they can't be properly cleaned. Af b'chutz ha'chometz nichnas sham ki'adua, chometz doesn't go only on the inside, chometz goes on the outside as well. The evshel anakos, it can't be properly cleaned, and therefore, ein la hagilom klal, hagola will not work to kasha these types of utensils. Dirshu footnote number 43 brings down, Vim Evshalahasir Hasiyaduyos Mehasir, if you could remove the handles over here, so then Ravazn Zatzal brings down in the Beis Halevi, Shetzarech Lasir, and you have to take them off to kasher it properly. At least, he says, you have to loosen it, worst comes to worst, if you can't take it off, to loosen it, to allow the water to go in between the hinges. Because it's very common and probable that there'll be chametz in over there, so you have to loosen it or ideally take it off. In regards to doing hagalah on brand new kalim that may have been smeared, as we pointed out, with some sort of an animal fat, which would be a potential problem of treifus in there, so we said Ravazno Zatzal brings down Shaf min adin ein tzarech lahasir sayidiyos shalhem. You don't technically have to take off the handles in that situation. Mipnei kamatz dode heter. And he gives several reasons why you don't technically have to. However, he says you should at least loosen it if possible and tovo olav bracha. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal disagrees, and he says tzarech lahasir sayidiyos. You have to take off the handles over here. Bimev shol asiran tzarech lalavin esekli. If you can't go and remove the handles, then the only way that you can kasher them properly is by libun at the place where they are connected. That concludes Sif Hei. Now we go to Sif Vav. The Mechaber writes, Kol kli holchim bo achar rov tashmisho, a utensil that sometimes is used as a kli rishon, sometimes as a kli sheni. So how do we view it in halacha? So he says you go after the majority usage. Hilkach. Therefore, Ka'aros, plates, afa pishul afami mishtamshim behem b'chli rishon alweish, even though sometimes you could actually put it directly on the fire, nevertheless, kivan shirov tashmishon hu be'eruy shema arale m'chli rishon, most of the time your soup plate gets hot soup in it because you pour it from a kli rishon into the soup plate. So therefore, the soup plate is considered over here a kli sheni. So even though it could theoretically sometimes be a kli rishon, it can be kashered over here with Iru from a Kli Rishon, and you don't have to actually put the soup plate into a Kli Rishon. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Mem Hei, V'hu Adin, the same halacha applies, Kelim Shemishtamshim Behem Bitzonin, a Kli that is mostly used with cold, and therefore there's no blios or absorptions at all. Dailuhem Bishtifel Dezu would be enough to rinse it out, according to this opinion, to get rid of any mamashas, and that's it. Even though Afa Pishalafami Mishtamish Behem Bechamim, even though sometimes it was actually used with hot. So you don't have to go and kasher it for hot, you just have to kasher for cold. How come? So in Dirshu footnote number 44, he brings down the reason why we allow you to go after the rov of the tashmish of the kli, the majority usage of the kli, even though some chametz or is was actually boleya into the kli when it was used for hot, and you don't need to do hagola. So he brings down from the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Rashba, Shahol umidaraisa kli she'eno ben yom mutabel agola. On a daraisa level, if a kli hasn't been used within 24 hours, it's a eno ben yomo, so then it doesn't require any kashering at all. And it's only the rabbis, gazru shalo hishtamish bo shemo hishtamish b'kli ben yomo. The rabbis said, if we allow you to use this kli that was used more than 24 hours ago, you're going to end up using that type of a kli even within 24 hours, and that would be a problem. And therefore, the rabbis would go there. However, lo gazru shetzarech hagola, elikafi ofen rov tashmisho shalakli. The rabbis only instituted such a chumrah over here if there was a majority usage of the kli, but for an occasional usage or a minority usage, they didn't require hagola. He adds, afal pi shekol shekli shelo hishtamshu bo ela pam achas bovad berozchim bevadei sarich lagilo. If you have a pot and you only used it once, so of course you have to kasher that pot. You don't say, well, it was only used once. So how come over here we say, oh, it was only used a couple of times? You don't have to kasher it. It seems to be totally at odds with what we just said. Madua im hishtamshu b'kli pa'amim nosofos b'tzonein pokeyam imenu chiyav hagola. But now if you use this kli once for hot, you'd have to kasher it. But if you used it a couple of times for cold, you no longer have to kasher it. So Moshe finds in Zatzal in the Yugas, Moshe brings down she'isu lishtamish b'kli she'enu ben yomo hu isra ala adam. The person is not allowed to use it because maybe he'll use a ben yomo instead. It has nothing to do with the maichel that's inside. And therefore, lefikach me'achar she'ishtamshu b'kli pa'amim nosafos b'tzonein. Once you start using it regularly and cold, aydekach nechshavach kli k'mishamish l'tzonein. The kli is no longer thought of as a kli that was used for hot, but it's now a kli that you use always for cold, and therefore people won't make a mistake. It brings down that the Ramah disagrees with this over here, and the time for the Ramah to disagree, he says in the next paragraph, Shehech Mishalo Lachshu Kli Kafi Roiv Tashmisho, brings down from Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal as well in the Yugas Moshe, It's a deep reasoning. People won't be able to distinguish over here, and therefore, better to say that it's Osir. Before we see this Ramah inside, we still have one more Mishnah Berurah to do, Sivkat Membab, where he says, if we know for a fact that you use this kli within 24 hours, so then, even though majority usage is for cold, but in the last 24 hours, used it for hot from a kli rishon, even though normally it's not directly as a kli rishon, it's only from iroi from a kli rishon, or it's only a kli sheni. Nevertheless, in this situation, srichim hagol b'kli rishon dafka aliba l'kuliyama. Then everybody would agree that you must do real hagol over here. V'mayidei ur, and if it was used in fact on the fire, then tzarich libun. You'd actually have to use libun. The Ramah now says, how do we paskin? He says, hagol v'yesh machmirin. Others say that you always have to do Hagol over here in a Kli Rishon. He brings down the name of the Tur, and the name of the Avi Ezri and the Mordechai, as well as Tosfos at the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah. And he says, this is the way we paskin l'halacha. This is the custom. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Zayin says, however, samchinon ader rishona. After the fact, you can rely upon the more lenient first opinion. Then the Ramah continues and he says, V'chein b'chol dover sheyesh lochus shemen nishtamish bo b'chli rishon, kigon kapos uchadom lezeh. He brings down from the Algonis Maimonios and the Igor, that if in fact it's a type of a kli, that you have to be concerned that maybe he sometimes used it as a kli rishon, for example, spoons or things like that. So the minhag is to be machmir here as well, and to do, put it into a kli rishon and do hagol. Then he adds, V'yesh machmirim lahagil kol kli shesiyah. Alpha Bisha Tashmish and Mitzon, and he says the minig was to be machmir as well, to put every single type of a vessel that you, a cup that you use to drink from, even if you drink from it cold, into a kli rishon to kasher it. Mishum shalafam mishtam shem becham. He brings up for the rain of Yerucham that sometimes they would take their glasses that they use for cold, they would use it for hot. So therefore, we make a low plug and we always kasher it in a kli rishon. And he says, "V'chein hu aminug lagila," and the minug gets to go and do hagala. However, obi the evid, if you didn't, sagilu b'shtifa, it would be adequate to go and rinse it out. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, "As if katan memtes, dahainu sheshif shifo techila heite b'mayim, you have to go rinse it out very carefully with water. Kedei lahasir call a dovukalav to remove any residue or any chametz that's there be'en. V'yachakach shetofu b'mayim, then you go rinse it out with water. So first you have to rub it and clear out the water, and then you can rinse it with water, and that will be fine. We skipped the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Memches, where he said, if you maybe had used it directly on fire, then sarich libun davka, then you must do actual libun. However, ubelibun kal, it would be adequate, kidel sivdalit behago, and the Ramah over there in sivdalit. The Ramah continues and he says, uka aros gedolos, large plates, shlo yochalach, nis the toch kli rishon, they don't fit into a kli rishon, you don't have a big enough pot to put them into, so what do you do to kasha them? Yiten aleim even miluban, take a red hot stone, a very hot stone, via ar aleim roskim, and pour on it boiling water, mi kli rishon, from a kli rishon onto this stone and onto the keli that you're trying to kasher, vevik kli rishon, and this would count halachically as if the large plate was into a kli rishon. Or any other large utensil, the same halacha applies. But you have to be careful. V'yavira evin al kol hakli. You have to make sure that the stone is placed against all parts of the kli. Sh'oz magil kulo. And this way you'll do the effective hagola over here on all parts of the kli. He brings it down into the Mordechai as well. That goes by Monios, the Agur, and the Issa v'Heter. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun, V'chein nohagin le'inin hechshir hashulchanos v'yasav solon. This is the way you kasher a table or benches. V'yinagev hashulchan t'chila. First have to clean it off, dry it off. Kidei shelo yitztanein hamayim haroskin sheshofei. You have to make sure that it's dry, because otherwise there'll be cold water there. When you pour the hot water on it, it will go and cool off the hot water and not allow it to do a proper hagola. Sivkot Nun Aleph, we said, by putting the stone there and then pouring the boiling water on the stone and on the utensil, that's like putting it all into a kli rishon. Rotsu lomar, what the Ramah is telling us over here is, avogav de'ein ze'el iroi. It's really pouring it onto it, so it should be called iroi kli rishon and not a kli rishon. Nevertheless, we call mokum, kiven shu ayidei eben meluban, since you have this red hot stone over there, eminiyach hamayim letztanin, it won't allow the water to cool off, and therefore it's as if the water is actually the kli rishon. Vevikilu nesona besol kli rishon. The issue footnote number 50 brings down in regards to the tables. We pointed out in Sivkot and Kuf Yudalid, Shigam im lo ira agabeha even hameluvenes mi kli rishon, ela shofach alea roskli mi kli sheni. Here, even if you poured it from a kli sheni, that would be fine. It would be considered like a kli rishon because of the boiling hot, the red hot stone. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Ayin b'al yirabba, shechriel adina, the al yirabba paskins halocha lemaisa, the al koponim eino moil hagola ayide avonim. He says the only time this red hot stone works with pouring water on it and on the kli. It only works bika'ara, with a plate, v'chayotzi or something like that. Shirov tashmishon hurak ayde iru mikli rishon, that normally is only used with iroi into it from a kli rishon, as opposed to mashen kein v'dover shirov tashmishon hu b'kli rishon itself. If most of the time it functions as a kli rishon, then this doesn't work. Eino moel lagilim bofen zeh. You can't do hagol in this way. De lo heve kikli rishon mamish, because we said it's like a kli rishon, but it's not a real kli rishon. And as we said, kibolo kach poltu. It went in as a kli rishon. It has to come out as a kli rishon as well. Dirshu footnote 51 brings down. We learned in regards to a mortar and pestle. Shim yochol lagila besoch kli rishon lo yagilena ayde iru agabi evin. If you couldn't put it into a kli rishon, you shouldn't rely upon doing any other way. Because there are poskim that disagree with this halach over here. And he says the same thing would apply to a microwave as well. Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, it's like something directly on the fire, because the heat is right there during the cooking in the microwave. He says you can't do hagola on it from a irui kli rishon. That will not work. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, my own personal opinion, however, is even with a large plate or something like that, you shouldn't use this methodology with the red hot stone and the irui. You can only do this if you know for certain it wasn't used within 24 hours, mitashvish kli rishon as a kli rishon. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Nun Beis says, v'chein ko chayotzibo. What is an example? Kigon dape mulyosos shalbasa ogvina, the boards that they would go and make various types of knishes, so to say, of meat or of cheese. The lefabim nosen alein chamin, because they would sometimes put hot water on it. He brings down the name of El Yerabba. Sivkot nun gimel, you have to make sure you do it on the entire kli. The alpha gav de beeza mokom inu nogea evin, even though the stone may not touch every single place, nevertheless, the water will. Neha resicha ha'olim in ha'evin, the hot water and the steam that will come off over there will touch every part. No gimshon v'shari, and that's how you kasher it. However, he says mekomakom mekorish yeshlem an agonim ublitos kein kaftorim ufrachim. He says if you have like fancy design work over here, handles and all sorts of projections, and they look like flowers and things like that, shows yevshol lahavir ha'evin al pnei kulo. You can't put the stone directly on it because of all the nooks and crannies. Efshar shagam meharisicha lo yagiu tekev sham, and the hot water won't go there necessarily as well. In this situation, nochal lahakmish lahagil aydei abonim. Then you shouldn't use the stone methodology over here. You have to put it into a big pot over here, a kli rishon to kasher. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber writes, and this is brought down by the Tur in the name of the Baal HaManhig, Yesh Mishomer, there is this opinion, the kapos, that spoons, hasuyos mikeren, that are made out of a horn-like material, ein lehem takona bagola, they can't be kashered with hagola, the kivin shemes kalklim b'mayim chamin, they'll get ruined if you put them in hot water, we have to be concerned, chayshinon dil mechoyes alaya, we've learned this din previously, people may not do the kashering properly because they're concerned. They leave it in there too long, it's going to get ruined. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot Nun Dalet. Kvar Kosati Le'el, we already learned previously in Sivkot Nun Chav Gimel, Du Adin im Rak HaKato Shalem Asuyos Mikaren. This would be true even if the handle was made out of this horn material. We're concerned that it will get destroyed. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Hey adds over here, if you have a utensil that's made out of Asuya Mi peril mutter. This is something called tzedef, which is like a shell-like material. So this is much harder than a horn. Kivitru koshimot is very, very hard. Enu domen l'kerem. We don't treat it like a horn. He brings down the name of the achronim that say that this could be kashered with hagola. We're not concerned over here that you may be chayish, that you're concerned that he won't do a proper hagola because it would break. If it's shell material, it will not break. Dishu footnote number 52 brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan. After the fact, if you did hagola on the horn-like material, the hagola would work. Siv Ches, the Mechaber writes, Echad Kli Eitz, whether you're dealing with wooden utensils, Echad Kli Evin, or stone utensils, Echad Kli Mateches, or metal utensils, all of them, Dinom Lachshirim Bagola, all of them can be kashered using this process of Hagola. The Inbir Halacha Di Ramasel, Echad Kli Evin, points out the same thing would apply for Kli Gilolim, for utensils that were made out of dung, which was common in those days, and in Dirshu footnote number 53, he brings down alternate opinions as to whether this is in fact the case or not. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Vav adds, "V'davka imakli cholok b'li shum sedek v'guma." This only works if these utensils are smooth without any cracks or holes. Then they can be kashered with hagola. The Ramah adds over here, "Hagah v'chein kli etzem tzrich magola." He brings down from the Mordechai that boneware, utensils made out of bone, also can be kashered with hagola. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Zayin explains, chutz mikeren do rak, except for the horn, which is soft, the chayish lo yiskalka, we're concerned that you won't do a proper hagola, as we've already explained, and therefore ein moel hagola, the chanal, as we've already said, it will not work with hagola. Sivkhas the Khabarai Samagul called Mushoah Hamish, Shochol Hagil Biyaka, Klirishon, Klishen, Khalim, Shabalu Dava Muat, Eno Khoshes. You can kasha all these utensils together if it's before the Zman of Isra of Chometz. And we'll pick up the rest of this discussion in Yitzhak Shema tomorrow's shir. That ends today's shir.